The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome back to Q Who. This is your host, John Russell, and we are back again with a new episode after a short break. I'm not going to continue my watch through with this episode. I kind of thought it over, and I think maybe periodically I will get into those and release a Q Who based around my watch through just now and again, not as a constant series. There's a lot of Doctor Who to watch, so I don't want that to be the subject of every single episode of Q Who. So I'm not going to commence with my season 2 watch through just yet. We'll talk about that in an episode or two, perhaps. Right now, I just want to kind of go over a few things that are happening and some things on my mind about releases and other things within fandom. There's a lot of stuff that's been coming out this year, and I'm sure we've got more to look forward to. Who knows what we've got looking to look forward to next year with the big 60th anniversary year and all. So hopefully they're going to just bombard us with cool things next year, but we will see. There've been nothing but a few little grumblings on the animation front for missing episodes. Nothing firm, and nobody seems to really know anything about that, or if they do, they're certainly keeping very tight-lipped. I want to briefly touch on the idea of the animations and what we've gotten so far and what may be ahead. Of course, the big thing that is ahead as of this recording is, of course, the release of Doctor Who, The Abominable Snowmen, the next Troughton story to be released on Blu-ray as an animation. So this past weekend they had a big event at the BFI over there in England where they showed The Abominable Snowmen. I haven't heard too much feedback on that yet, just a few people that were very excited to be there, but no actual feedback as in what people thought of the animation itself. They did release a new trailer a few days ago, and I really thought it looked good. Can't wait to see it. Of course, there's always the typical fans that complain about it no matter what. that's kind of a subject I want to kind of touch upon as well. But speaking of The Abominable Snowman, I have pre-ordered the Steelbook edition of it, and hopefully it will get here either later this week or very early in the next week. I'm not sure. With a holiday on Monday, I don't know how that's affecting the transportation of mail, especially from overseas. I don't think it's actually a holiday in Britain, but it's an American holiday, Labor Day, which is observed on Monday, of course. So the post office is closed over here. So I don't know how quickly I will get my pre-order for Abominable Snowmen, but when I do, I will certainly go through the discs and review it for you guys. And I'm really looking forward to seeing this because it is my favorite Troughton story. And I've wanted to see this one forever. This was one of the big ones that I've been waiting for and hoping for the animation treatment. So I got my wish on that. And it's, for the time being, I guess the last animation. At least that's what everybody seems to think. I don't know how true that is. I do think behind the scenes things might be happening that we don't know about. Because I can't imagine the BBC are just going to drop the animations altogether, because they've actually done quite well the last few years. From everything I've read, the Blu-ray sales and so forth have been quite good. Even if there's a certain element within fandom that always seems to hate the animations no matter what they do, which is something I just don't understand. I don't understand the hate. I don't understand why people think they have to go on social media and complain about them. If you don't like them, fair enough, don't buy them. If you'd rather watch recons, watch recons. If you'd rather just listen to the audio, listen to the audio. But there's a big section of us that enjoys the animations and want them to continue and have been thrilled that we've had animations so far. We've been very lucky. A lot of love and care has gone into the creation of these animations. They may not be up to Disney standards, but that seems to be what these fans that grumble expect. But the BBC do not have Disney money. And I even read a comment by a fan some months ago saying, oh, well, why don't they just get Disney to animate them? Disney has no interest in Doctor Who in that regard. They don't own the property, so they're not going to spend money animating the missing episodes of Doctor Who. They could care less about the missing episodes of Doctor Who. They could care less about the classic series of Doctor Who. Apparently they are in talks with the BBC to actually carry the new series on Disney Plus. I don't know what the details of that are, or if that's for real, or, you know, how serious they are about that, but it's not like they're going to own the property outright, and for them to put money into it and animate the missing episodes, they would have to own it, for starters. They want to own Doctor Who outright. It's not one of their properties. They're not going to invest time or effort or money into animating any Doctor Who episodes. So, get over that fantasy. It's never going to happen. And the animations are never going to look, you know, like a million-dollar project, because the BBC don't have $1 million to spend on animations. We're lucky we've gotten what we've gotten. And if you don't like them, fair enough. You don't have to like them. Your opinion is just as valid as mine, but I really enjoy them, some more than others. Yes, you look at the Web of Fear and you scratch your head and go, okay, I don't know why they went with that style. They were trying to come up with an easier, cheaper way to do it. But obviously that just didn't work, because it was panned across the board, and I haven't heard anybody say anything really positive about that particular animation, but at least it's just one episode. So, apart from a couple of people saying, well, you know, it's okay, and at least we have an animation, I've not heard anybody say, oh, this is wonderful. So, apart from the people who made it themselves. So the production team behind it, of course, said, you know, they thought it was good, but, you know, they're going to say that, because they don't want to bash their own thing and prevent any sales. So, that one, I will give you that. Web of Fear episode 3 animation looks terrible. But still we have it. It's, you know, it's watchable. It fills that gap. And if maybe someday they'll go back and redo it, or they'll locate the one episode that we know is in private hands and we'll get it back and get to finally see the whole story. Who knows? It would be nice. That would be the best alternative. But, it is the one missing episode that we know exists. Somebody has it in private hands. Whether or not it's ever returned and we can all watch it, who knows? But in the meantime, yes, we have a terrible animation to watch to fill the gap. There's also a fan animation out there that you can probably find on YouTube, which actually was quite good. And that's the one I normally watch when I watch the story. I don't remember who did it. I don't have a link to it or anything like that, but you can go on YouTube and look up Doctor Who Web of Fear animation, and it'll probably pop up. A fan did do an animation, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Better than what professionally was released. So, that happens sometimes. But, the animations just, they seem to just set certain fans off. And yeah, I've seen comments of people saying, "Oh, I'm glad to see the back of them. I'm glad they're ending it because they're always so awful anyway, and all everybody ever does is complain about them." That is what happens whenever one is released. People complain about it. It doesn't matter how good or bad it is. Somebody's going to complain about it. They complained about the earlier ones when we first got, you know, like the Invasion and the 10th Planet and Reign of Terror and the Moon Base. They complained about those, and those were wonderful. You know, those initial four or five or whatever it was were really terrific. But they don't get any love or attention, sadly. And as I have mentioned on this show, I really love the Reign of Terror animation. That one's my favorite, followed very closely by the Moon Base and the 10th Planet. And I thought the Ice Warriors animation and the Invasion were both really good efforts as well. So those were fantastic, but I don't think we're going to see that style again, sadly, but I wish we would. I would love to see that style of animation be brought back for these missing episodes. But I do think we will see the animations come back probably sooner than we expect them to. I have heard some grumblings that maybe there's a backer now financially for them, but that, you know, nothing is absolutely confirmed at all. Just some grumblings within fandom. So it's probably more in the area of rumor than any kind of fact, but you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. So maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed, it will happen at least for a few stories, if nothing else. It'd be nice to get a few more. It would be, you know, I could live with them going through and animating, you know, stories that have, you know, just a few episodes missing or a couple of episodes missing and doing just those missing episodes like they originally were doing, just filling in the gaps. I could certainly live with that. I wouldn't have any problem seeing the Underwater Menace done or Celestial Toymaker. Obviously the Crusade, but I don't think the Crusade is going to be animated for a while. It may be the last one we ever get. It may be one of the last ones we ever get, certainly. Since they've decided to go ahead and release the season 2 box set on Blu-ray without any animation reconstruction for the Crusade missing episodes 2 and 4. There were actually grumblings on YouTube from at least one fan who heard something somewhere about the possibility of episode 4 of the Crusade actually being located, but he wasn't able to back that up with any information. Haven't seen any information about it myself outside of that, so I'm not sure that fan knew what he was talking about at all. And so I've seen nothing that backs that up. I've seen no comment from anybody else that could possibly be the case. It would be wonderful if part 4 of the Crusade turned up. And then they might be inclined to animate just the one single episode missing if that were the case. If there were 3 out of the 4, they might animate the one that would still be missing. Who knows? But yeah, I think it'll happen. I just think it'll be way down the road when that one is finally tackled. And they'll have a release all its own on Blu-ray. And that's fine. You know, people will grumble because, oh, they didn't do it for the box set. But and I have to buy it again. But you know, we're big Doctor Who fans, and we're you know, it's just a case of take my money. You know, we'll buy it when it does finally come out. So I do hope that the animations make a comeback and soon, and that the Abominable Snowman sells really well, and they go, you know what, we need to do something. So we need to start getting these together. Yeah, the big question always is season 3. When it comes to season 3 of Doctor Who, which has the most missing episodes as far as what they can release, there's, you know, we've got the animation for Galaxy 4, and we've got three complete stories outside of that and a handful of episodes here and there that are orphaned episodes. So what can they possibly do for a big box set of season three? At this point, it would be pointless to release. So I don't know what they'll do when they finally come to that one. I suspect that will be the final Blu-ray box set release. And by the time that happens, I don't know if they will have filled any more gaps with animations or what, but I don't know how they would handle that. And at this point, I wouldn't want them to try and release it and just do the, you know, it's like, what, 60-70% of that season is missing and has, you know, no representation. It would be a shame for them to just do all of that as Telesnap reconstructions and try to release a box set like that. I don't know how well that would sell, honestly. And I would buy it, but it would be very disappointing. It would be very disappointing. So I would hope that they would at least make an effort to animate, you know, the likes of The Dog's Master Plan and The Savages, and at least fill those gaps, and you might have a box set on your hands. I don't know. But whether or not they will actually be willing to tackle any historicals for animation is another big question mark, because that seems to be a no-go, because a lot of fandom isn't really into those historical stories. And of course it would be the bulk of the missing episodes are historical stories now. So, but even though there are some really great ones in there, I would really love to see the Mythmakers. I would love to see the Highlanders, the Smugglers, some of my favorites, the Massacre. All of those deserve to be animated, but whether or not they would make the effort because they are historicals, I don't know. I wish they would do something with those, but down the road, maybe, who knows? But of course, the big dog is Dalek's Master Plan, and everybody would want that one. So it would be really something to see that. You know, I had heard rumors a year or so ago that they were planning to do Dalek's Master Plan as an animation for the 60th anniversary. But I've heard nothing about that since. And so then, you know, that big announcement or non-announcement came that the animations were done. So who knows if there was ever any truth to that. But it sure would be nice, and that would be a nice surprise next year now, wouldn't it, if the Dalek's Master Plan animation were to appear. But I'm just speculating, and dreaming, perhaps, so forgive me. And, sometimes people get irritated when you start guessing and fantasizing about it, so don't take it to heart. Don't, you know, throw Rotten Tomatoes at me for being a fan and dreaming big dreams that something like that might actually happen. I would be happy, you know, if they animated Marco Polo and the Dalek's Master Plan. If we never got another one, as disappointing as that would be, if we at least got those two big dogs, we would have some wonderful gaps filled right there and two of the best stories represented visually. That would be spectacular. That would be fine. I could live with that, you know. Of course, I have my other dream projects I'd love to see them animate. The Space Pirates, I would love to see that one. We've got so little material for that one. It would be wonderful to see it. I think it's maligned because people they're not really familiar with the story, and there's no way to properly enjoy it. We've got that one existing episode two that we can watch, and I have watched that 1,000 times on my Lost in Time set. It's one of the ones I've watched the most because I would really love to see the whole story. I think there's a lot of potential there. It may not be one of the most dynamic Robert Holmes scripts, but I think it would be a fun animation. I really do. So hopefully they'll tackle that one of these days. But that's one of my top ones that I would wish to be done. I would love to see The Wheel in Space done, The Highlanders, The Smugglers, and the biggest one for me outside of Dalek's Master Plan and Marco Polo would be The Savages, because I would love to see Steven's departure, and it's a pretty good story. It really is a pretty good story. So I'd love to see that. That would be, if they don't animate anything else from season three, Dalek's Master Plan and the Savages, I want to see those. I want to see those done. But that's, again, that's me fantasizing, if you will. So who knows? Who knows? But yeah, at least we've got Abominable Snowmen coming out this week in the UK on Monday, the 5th. So I will get my Steelbook soon, I'm sure, and I can't wait to look at that. And then later in the year, hopefully, they haven't given us an official announcement, we will get that Season 2 box set, which I've already pre-ordered as well. And can't wait to take a look at one of my favorite seasons of Doctor Who ever. So that will be fun, and I will review that when it does come out for you guys. Of course, we'll get it over here in America at some point, usually 3-4 months after they release them in the UK. But ours, of course, is a very generic release. We won't get, you know, all the bells and whistles. So, but it will still be nice to see it come out over here. But I will, of course, have the big UK limited edition box set because I pre-ordered it from Amazon.co.uk, which you can still do right now, too. You can go and pre-order that. You can also grab the Steelbook. I think it's still available on Amazon.co.uk for pre-order. So you can, The Abominable Snowman, so you can grab that as well. And I, you know, I would suggest it because we need to support this. If enough people buy this, they will know that we're interested in the animation. So don't worry about those fools that want to complain about them. Support them, you know, even if you're not a humongous fan of the animations, but you're okay with it, buy it, please. Support the range so that they see we do want them. We really do want them to continue. And maybe if this one is really successful, they will rethink things and find a way. And, you know, even if they do one story a year until it's, you know, the animations are, you know, done and they've animated all the missing episodes, then it will be worth it. You know, it'll be wonderful. But there you go. There you have it. That's me rambling for long enough for this week. Hopefully you've enjoyed my little discussion and not got irritated at me for fantasizing about animated episodes. You know, maybe I sound pathetic, but I am a Doctor Who fanboy. I happily admit it, and I would love to see every missing episode animated. Yes, of course, I'd love to see them find a bunch more. I would love to see them find any more, even if the only one we ever get back is Web of Fear Part 3. Hopefully it happens, but, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath on any of that, of any others turning up, but, you know, you never know. You never know. Who knows what's out there? There still could be some, as unlikely as it may seem, there still could be a few episodes here, there, and yon. So maybe we'll get some returned and fill a few gaps, you know, even if we could just, you know, have one or two located, it would be absolutely wonderful. And of course, there, you know, there are some that I would love to see the complete recovery of, like Marco Polo. But again, I'm not going to hold my breath, but yeah, it would be great. Who knows? Who knows? But it is fun to speculate. It is fun to think about it. And that's why I do this podcast. And that's, you know, that's why I ramble on as I do, because it is fun to speculate. But I will speculate no longer today and let you guys go. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry there was a bit of a delay there while I was on vacation, but, you know, everybody needs a break, need a breather, change of scenery, etc. And it was nice to get away, and it's nice and refreshing to be back now because I, you know, come with a fresh perspective and ready to get moving on some things. So anyway, thanks again, guys. Really appreciate it. Hope you're enjoying the content. If you are, please let me know. There are some wonderful people out there also creating Doctor Who content. just a couple of shout outs. Check out Josh Snare's YouTube channel. He does wonderful videos. He just dropped one the other day talking about the season 2 box set coming up and some of his thoughts and disappointments about it and things that he was also happy about it. That was an interesting discussion. And also check out the Doctor Who Guide. Alex Patterson over there is doing a great job talking about Doctor Who merchandise and so forth as well. So check those guys out. I think you'll be very happy you did. There's also a Missing Episodes podcast that you'll find on YouTube as well. I really enjoy listening to those guys. Their podcasts run a bit long, usually over an hour, but they are fascinating to listen to, and one of the few longer podcasts that I will listen to. So, lastly, but certainly not least, there is the YouTube channel for Jason Arnop, which is called Jason Arnop's Terrifying House of Obsession. He doesn't just do Doctor Who stuff, but that's one of the main things he talks about. He talks about other classic things from the 80s and so forth, but he is one of my absolute favorite YouTubers when it comes to talking about classic Doctor Who and the like. He is kind of a great inspiration for me for doing these kinds of things, fan videos, but he's a terrific reviewer, and I really love his YouTube channel. So, not to be missed, Jason Arnop's Terrifying House of Obsession. Check that out on YouTube. I think you will enjoy his videos. He's an author, and he's written one or two, I believe, nonfiction Doctor Who books. So, and amongst other things. So, check Jason Arnop out as well. One of my absolute favorite YouTubers. There are some great people making some great content, so shout out to those guys, and check them out, and go to YouTube and subscribe to our channel, which is JPR Guy, and hopefully we can get some more subscribers subscribe to this channel, so give us a like, and give us a subscribe, and hit that bell notification, and you'll keep up with all of our YouTube releases, if you prefer to get them there. But wherever you get your podcasts, and thank you for listening to this show. I'll be back soon with another one to ramble on and bore you to death again. But so until then, you guys know the drill. Please stay tuned.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.